preparing me for something
come on.
Yes, God is preparing you and He's preparing me. Dear friends, it's a beloved Sunday for those of us who are alive. And if you're listening to this from the archives, the on-demand function, we're so glad you're here. We love you. God loves you. And thank you so much for being a faithful listener. We're going to break tradition a little bit here, and rather than make it all music, right now I want to begin with a prayer. I want to say to you and mention to you, as I did to some of you in the last program, if you heard it, that Pastor Ben and I were honored to participate jointly and separately in a series of programs called Breaking Every Chain. I need the heading of Breaking Every Chain. It was a prophetic summit, and it was my honor to be the opening, I don't want to say the opening act, but to open each day, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with almost a three-hour workshop. And the workshop or seminar had the title, basically, Breaking Every Chain, Soul Healing. So rather than taking you through the entire three-hour workshop, which would take a while, I think, and I don't know, we only get 2 hours on this program, what I want to do is begin with the type of cleansing, begin our program today with the kind of cleansing prayer, quite frankly, that we ended the seminar with. So you're going to get the best part, which is the healing and cleansing by the Holy Ghost and anointing for some of you. And this will be a prayer. So take a moment now to allow yourself to relax. Of course, if you're driving, keep your eyes open while you're listening to this program. And know that in this moment, even though you're in your car, perhaps you're in your kitchen, perhaps you're even in your living room, that you are in this moment in God's temple, because God is everywhere. And God doesn't love you in just a room, no matter what size it is. God loves you in your heart. So let's allow this sacred and holy moment to be one for us, knowing that God's presence is established. Today is the program that we call Body, Mind, and Soul. So Heavenly Father, we're here with you and before you in the company of angels and your Son, Jesus Christ, whom you gave us to forgive our sins and to allow us, inspire us, to forgive those who have sinned against us. Lord, we ask in this moment that you rain down upon us, that you give us, that you open within us the power, the cleansing power of the Holy Ghost, that you ask that power, that you allow and demand that that power now take away from us the influence of those around us, in our communities, in our families, in our churches, whatever influences that they're seeking to have upon us. Cleanse us of that, Lord, and fill us, Lord, with the full action and love of the Holy Ghost. The second, Lord, we ask that any and all influences from the past, either things we've done, things that others have done, Lord, cleanse us of those. Yes, Lord, and then let's move on, Lord, and cleanse us, Lord, and protect us from the evil and harmful influences of those demonic entities. Whether they're ghosts or spirits, Lord, cleanse us of those and protect us from those. And Lord, let the Holy Ghost act upon them and upon us and uplift us from all those influences. Now, Lord, if in our minds there are thoughts, intentions, feelings, ideas come from us or even others, even in our subconscious mind, Lord, allow the Holy Ghost to cleanse and replace those with all of your divine healing and uplifting. Lord, we stand before you now completely cleansed of all those influences that would prevent us, Lord, from being servants, full servants, disciples in the work, spreading the gospel, reaching out to others. Lord, we ask you to bless us. Lord, we know, Lord, yes, we do, that you and we are one in the Spirit. That, Lord, you have filled us, you have filled me, Lord, with your blessings. And Lord, we ask that those blessings now and anointings be fully extended to all of our listeners, their families, their friends, even those who oppose them. Bless them, Lord. Fill them with divine energy. Let them understand, Lord, that you are God and that Jesus is your Son. And our challenge is to come to understand and help others to know that Jesus is the way, that, Lord, you cannot be reached truly in full form unless Jesus is accepted in all of our hearts whenever the time is right. Lord, we worship you. We adore you. We ask, Lord, that you allow us to continue to reside in every moment in your fullness and glory. And, Lord, if we slip momentarily, don't turn your face from us, Lord, because you know that we are your children and we are truly children of God. Now, Lord, we ask in this moment that you rain your blessings, your anointings, as always, upon our beloved pastor, Patricia Benjamin, who is your humble servant, who stands before you on a moment-by-moment basis, blessing you and loving you. Lord, rain your blessings down upon her family, her husband, Mr. Sherman, her mother, her sister, her brother, and all those who hold her dear. Lord, they deserve your blessings and your anointings. In this holy moment, Lord, these we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, listeners, I want you to know that I am a veteran of military service. And when I was over at the meeting one day, I met a man who was an active pastor. And he said to me, "Sir, can you use an oversized Bible?" I said, "Well, I know Evangelist Benjamin likes a large print as well." So he handed me one, and I said, "Well, thank you." He says, "Well, I have one for you, too." Friends, I opened the Bible this morning, and large print, very readable. I would like to read to you a little scripture. This is Psalms 23, and the heading is, "God Satisfies the Thirsting Soul," a psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. "O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land, where no power is, to see thy power and glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help. Therefore, in the shadows of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth, hearteth after thee. My right hand holdeth me." Now, friends, this quote, chapter, it's Psalm 33, is one that I've been looking for a while. Because that prayer that I just shared with you, when I did the seminar, I asked people to hold their hands up, to put their hands up, looking up to God, and then to ask for the healings and blessings that we certainly shared and did. Well, I want you to know that we are blessed now to have Evangelist Benjamin on the line. And I know we're going to just be real spontaneous this morning, and I hope that you're with us and you can enjoy this as much as we do. Evangelist Pastor Benjamin, I've been saying evangelist for 2 years, so please ignore me, people. She was ordained a few weeks ago and highly anointed, and her anointing is magnifying by the moment. Pastor, are you with us?
Yes, good morning, good morning, good morning, people of God. Good morning, Dr. Scott. For it's a lovely, lovely day. I feel like stealing the quote from Mr. Rogers. It's a lovely day in the neighborhood. As I sit and I look at the several trees in my neighborhood and how they've changed colors, they just know their season. Many times we have problems, and not just so much problems, but we have a lot of disappointment in our life because we're trying to go ahead of our season. I thank God for that revelation knowledge that he just dropped into my spirit. We are trying to do things before it's time, and I'm one of the ones that is guilty of that on this morning. I want something to take place so badly until I am trying to make the season happen before it happens. But as I look at the trees, they are not budding, they're shedding, because it's their season to die. And I know on Thursday, I believe it was, that I was speaking along these lines, or either on Wednesday night, I was speaking on a time for dying, a time to laugh and a time to cry, a time to be born and a time to die. I believe that's in the Old Testament. And I'm looking, these trees are so beautiful in my yard and across the street. No, I don't like the cleanup that it entails. We have to clean up what's left. And that's the way death is. After our loved ones have gone abroad to be at the resting place, we have to clean up what's left of them. Either we have to, and I don't know why God has me going this way, but that's where I am, Dr. Scott. If you don't mind, just let me finish what God is doing this morning. We have to clean up what's left of them, or it, meaning the leaves on the ground. It's money for someone, work for me if I have to do it, pay for someone else if I hire them to do it. Our loved ones leave us, and we have to clean out the closet and clean out the drawers and clean up the car registration. And oh, it's so many things to do after death, but yet death is beautiful. Our Savior, Jesus Christ, he died, and his death cleaned up sin that reigned in our lives. His blood cleanses the residue of sin. His death made things new. Oh, thank you, sweet Jesus. We became new through his death. We became born again, baptized believers. And I'm just grateful to God this morning that in him I live, I move, and I have my being. I see that the wind is just blowing, blowing, blowing. I spoke with my sister in South Carolina, where it's really very warm at, but she told me that there was ice upon her windshield this morning when she rose. And I said, wow, it's colder there than it is here, because I have no ice on my windshield this morning. But thanks be to God. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I don't know why I always say that. Well, one of the reasons why is I don't want man to forget who's in charge of the day. God is in charge, and if he does not give us this day, The psalmist prayed, give us this day. And then he went on to say, our daily bread, and which is the bread of life. Jesus is the bread of life. And he that has Jesus has him in abundance, that he is able to do what we need done. It's our season. I talked to a pastor on Friday, and I told her that it's been a hard year for me, losing loved ones and dear friends and losing something very personal to me, of which I possessed for 42 years. It's been a hard year. And she said to me, she likes to call me Patty Cake. And she said, Patty Cake, it may have been so far a hard year, but it's your season. My God in heaven. She said, it's time for your harvest to come forth. I said, Lord, I thank you. And then she went on to remind me that it's been a long time coming, but a change is about to come. That was the second word that I received in the month of October. I had another one of my prophet friends to say to me the beginning of October that it's been a long time coming, but a change is going to come. And then my pastor friend in Chicago sealed it on Friday when she said, it's been a long time coming, but a change is going to come. And I heard Dr. Scott mention when we were at the prophetic summit that my daughter sponsors, and she, the prophet that spoke on that Thursday night, she prayed for me, and she said to me, it's been rough. It's been a lot. You've had a lot to deal with. You had a lot going on. She said, I could not be standing if I had to go through what you've gone through. She said, but God said to tell you, help is on the way. And as I so often think about, the outlook might be gloomy, but the outlook is glorious. And I have to keep my eyes on the prize. I have to do, as David said, I will look unto the hills from whence cometh my help, for my help cometh from the Lord. Are we looking today, being that this is Mind, Body, and Soul Sunday, are we looking unto the hills from whence cometh our help? This is just about the end of 2014. Are we still trusting in Jesus? Someone said to me, did you know that President Obama and someone else hugged a person who had just gotten over, so to speak, of the Ebola virus, and the president hugged them, and the other person with the president or what have you, hugged them. And I said, you know, I really haven't focused on Ebola, because there are so many things that can kill us. I drive a car. I ride in a car. I could be killed through an accident, but yet we don't focus on that. I just got off an airplane that could have gone down, but you don't think on that. You know, I could be in a grocery store where a nut comes down the aisle with a sawed-off shotgun, but you don't think of that. You just go on about your business. And I said, because I'm living to live again, I have no fear of Ebola. If it comes my way, and if God is ready to take me, then I shall get out of here. And if not, then a cure or healing will come from God. So don't focus on things like this. Yes, use precaution. You know, if somebody's sick, just don't walk in the room and hug and pick them up and all of that stuff, because you can get it. But don't sit around and just focus on Ebola. Turn the television off. You know it's around, you know it's here, but put your mind on Jesus. And if you put your mind on Jesus, then your body will be blessed, and your soul is already covered by the will of God, whose intentions from the beginning, when he breathed the breath of life into the nostrils of man, and man became a living soul. Man had the body, he had a mind, but he was dead, so to speak. He had no life, he had no breath in his body. When the breath is left out of your body, you have a body there. The mind is still in the body, it's in the skull, it's in your head. Your brain is still in place. Your body is laid out. But the breath is gone. The soul is gone. So that's when the breath leaves your body. Your soul goes back to be with the Lord. And the body is however way you want it to go. If you want it to be cremated, then you shall go to the crematory. And if you want to be buried, then you will go to the ground where the skin worms will continue to eat upon your flesh until you become bone. May I read something this morning for you? And I want you to get your Bibles and turn to them. When I'm done, I'm going to be finished, Dr. Scott, and you can take it from there. In my Bible, the book of Isaiah is one of my books that I just enjoy gleaning from the book of Isaiah, the word of God that's so rich. It's the book that I read that I received the Holy Ghost when God was finished with me in the book of Isaiah. Ooh, I feel the presence of God. God, I thank you. Yes, Lord, I thank you. Because without the Holy Ghost, we will not have that seal that it talks about in the book of Revelation. We have to have that seal in our forehead in order to be able to go back with the Lord at his return, when he comes for that church without spot or wrinkle. And if we don't have that seal in our forehead, we cannot go home to be with the Lord. Don't anyone write in or call in, send an email, text, whatever, ask where is that found at. Get your Bible and you look for it. It's in there. And it's in the book. I'll put you in the New Testament. Search for it. I want to read just a little something to you this morning. I'm glad Dr. Scott remembered, because I hadn't even associated this Sunday. It's November. The time changed last night. Thank God for that. That I would have been late getting my dinner on. Let me just read a little something here out of my Our Daily Bread book, and this goes back to 2011, but it's all good. Okay, let's read out of my Daily Bread book that I have here. I don't throw them out because you can always go back and get something. When our plans fall apart and there is no remedy, how do we deal with frustration and delay? See, that's one of the things that I was just speaking on earlier, that things don't always go against the season that we're in. We want the leaves in June, July, and August. No such thing. we will have leaves in the fall of the season, not in August. Your trees should not be shedding in July. Neither should they be budding in July. And by winter, if you have the type of trees that I have, the oak tree and all of those, they shed. The evergreen stays the same. But we want things to happen before it's time for them to happen. And I'm not speaking so much to you this morning. I'm speaking to my own self because I'm very impatient about a matter. But the scripture lets us know, let patience have her perfect work. And God knows it's really working me. So much so that it works my nerves sometimes. But that's the human part of me. The Lord knows that I'm yet human. I'm alive. I've not gone back to heaven yet where I'm a spirit. So let's move on. When our plans fall apart and there is no remedy, how do we deal with frustration and delay? For in the book of Isaiah, we will read verse 3, 26, 3 and 4. Is an anchor for our souls in every storm of life. You will, and this is what it says, I will keep you in perfect peace, or I will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on me. See, I will keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind focused on me, talking about the Lord. I will keep you in perfect peace if your mind is stayed on me, because we trust in him. Trust in the Lord forever. For in Jehovah, the Lord, is everlasting strength. Whether we're facing annoying inconvenience or heartbreaking loss, this rock solid promise is worth memorizing and repeating every night when we close our eyes to sleep. Today, when plans are shattered, do our minds dwell on the circumstances or on the Lord? That's a question. During frustrating delays, can we still trust the loving heart of God? Another question. In the hymn, Like a River Glorious, so beautiful expressed, what will we long for? Hidden in the hollow of his blessed hand, never foe can follow, never traitor stand. Not a surge of worry, not a shade of care, not a blast of hurry, touch the spirit there. Stayed upon Jehovah, hearts are fully bliss, finding, as he promised, perfect peace and rest. When we put our problem in God's hand, he puts his peace in our hearts. So again, God will keep you, the Lord will keep you in perfect peace, all whose mind is stayed on him. There's a song that says, I will keep you in perfect peace. I used to sing it back in the 70s. All whose mind is stayed on him. So today is Body, Mind, and Soul Sunday. It's the first Sunday of each month. Dr. Scott sponsors the program Body, Mind, and Soul. He invites me to come aboard with him. I'm happy to be aboard. I'm not preaching. I'm not screaming. I'm not yelling. I'm not jumping up and down. Neither am I stomping my foot. But I'm just quietly pointing out to you that if you would but trust the Lord, wait for your season. He will keep you in perfect peace until your season has arrived. So remember, do not expect for your trees to bud in July when it's summer, but expect your trees to bud when it's spring. Spring is the time for growing. Fall is the time for dying. Summer is the time for enjoying what the spring brought forth. Fall is taking us down into the winter where we can just relax and let whatever will be, looking for springtime once again. So keep your eyes and your mind of your eyes on Jesus, for he is able to bring your season to pass. But in the midst of waiting on your season to come to pass, keep your mind stayed on him, for he will give you perfect peace. In the midst of your turmoil, in the midst of your trials, your troubles, your circumstances, whatever is going on, know that no matter what it is, that if I would just focus on, the frustration level will go down. The anxiety will disappear. Because why? The Lord will give you peace in the midst of your storm. So, people of God, I say to you today, wait on your season with diligence. Wait on your season by knowing that it's all in God's hand. And when it's time, because if God gives you, you know, all right, let me just use this so that somebody can understand, just in case they've gotten confused along the way. I'm sure all of you have gone to the grocery store. And Dr. Scott, I'm finished. I'm sure all of you have gone to the grocery store and you've seen some green bananas in there. They've got some yellow in them, but they still have some green. And when you purchase those bananas and you bring them home or to a friend's house or whatever, you can peel that banana. First of all, the skin is hard. Then if you open your banana to take a bite or break it off in your hand to take a bite, that banana looks like a banana, but it doesn't have the flavor yet. Yes, he's been cut from the banana tree, and he has been shipped out to the local store, but he still hasn't gotten his flavor yet. So bring the banana home and wait for the appointed time. It automatically gets the flavor that it's supposed to have when it comes into its full season. So I say to myself, and I say to you, when you come into your season, your fullness of your season, you will have the flavor that you need to make it. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another, keeping us in perfect peace. As long as we keep our mind stayed on him, I would say to you today, wait for your season so that you will have a tasteful flavor. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Brother, this song will bless you. Somebody that's viewing this service. Blessed assurance. Oh, Jesus is mine, 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 mine. is, and it's brushing on dark skies. You know what you do, you know what, and I ain't there to distant day. Yeah. Rain from up above, oh, 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 yeah. It calls us mercy, mercy, mercy suits my case, and whispers.
Yes, Blessed Assurance. That was Shirley Caesar, and I want to thank Pastor for once again giving us inspiring insights and helping us to focus on what needs to be focused on. Powerful, powerful message. Began with a prayer, a cleansing prayer, you may recall. And what I want to share with you, again, I just opened the Bible, turned the page, and here I look at Psalm 51. A prayer for cleansing. Now, we all know the story of how David sinned when he lusted after another man's wife. And Nathan the prophet knew it because God told him. And Nathan went to David and said, David, what are you doing? You know better. David got down on his knees and prayed. And probably before he prayed, he wrote a prayer for cleansing, and that's Psalm 51. If you want to take a moment, open your Bibles, if you can, and go to Psalm 51. Psalm 51. And here's what David prayed. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Moving on. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Now here's a part of that particular psalm with which you probably are very familiar. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thy God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. So this is a psalm that is clearly worth reading. And what you may choose to do all day, for those of you who are feeling the weight of either what you've done or what others have done to you, can simply say along with me, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. So you could even shorten and say, clean heart, please. Right spirit, please. Keep me in thy presence, O God. Feel that loving kindness. And the reason is, of course, God has a blessing for you.
Makes no difference what you're going through. You're gonna make it. God's gonna see you through.
Yes, you're listening to the Gospel Healing Hour presentation of Body, Mind, and Soul with Pastor Patricia Benneman, Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott. I'm the Bishop of Delaware Universal Ministries, and my mission is to support the bringing of all God believers to Jesus. Many Christians kind of disavow them. I met a preacher once who said, you mean you talk to Buddhists? Well, God loves Buddhists too, but we have to bring them to God by way of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah.
Troubles and trials come to make you strong. Keep on believing. You keep on. Say that with me. God's got a blessing. If you really believe it, God's got a blessing. Come on. God's got a blessing.
For waking me up
Yes, I Love You, Lord. That was Walter Hawkins. And once again, I want to thank you for listening to Glory United Ministries and thank those of you who are sending tithes and donations to help keep the program going and also to support some of the external costs of Glory United Ministries. For those of you who have that desire, you can send your tithes and offerings, checks and money orders made out to Glory United Ministries. You can just say Glory United. And that goes to 382 Walmart Drive, PMB 76. I have to put that on there. P as in Patricia Moore Benjamin, PMB 76. And that's Camden, Delaware, C-A-M-D-E-N, Delaware, 19934. So thank you so much for listening. And like you, we love the Lord.